time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com, also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shawnee Ariotti. She is with the Health Department here in Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. We're going to talk about the fact that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There are plenty of things that people and women in general can do to safeguard and to get tested and all of those kinds of things. And breast cancer is something that may kind of get overlooked. And it sounds like here in Utah, we have an issue with, you know, women getting regular checkups and those kinds of things. Shawnee, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let's start off with the fact that I was kind of going over notes and we were talking before. Utah is a really not a good state when it comes to getting women in for mammograms, is it?
No, our rate is about 73%. Nationally, it's 73%, but we want to be higher than that.
And because the best thing about it is getting in for a mammogram early, because then the earlier, the better off you are, right?
The outcome is a lot better if you catch something early.
Let's start off with talking just about breast cancer awareness and the month and everything, just in general.
So breast cancer is the most common occurring cancer in the U.S. in women, except for basal and squamous cell cancers. It's also the leading cause of female cancer-related deaths in Utah. Just like any other cancer, breast cancer has certain risk factors, such as sex, age, family history, alcohol consumption, and hormone levels. So there's things that we can change and there's things we can't change. The biggest risk for breast cancer is being a woman, being over the age of 50, and a previous breast cancer or precancerous condition, or having a close blood relative with breast cancer. Some of these risk factors we can't change, but lifestyle changes that we can is decreasing our weight postmenopausal. So make sure that we increase our activity, make sure that we eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, and also part of that is screenings. You want to have a mammogram after the age of 40, and after the age of 50, it should be yearly. The great thing about our program is that we can provide mammogram vouchers for free.
If anyone has an issue with maybe, you know, they don't have the insurance that'll cover it or something like that, they can get down to the health department. You guys will help them with that if they can.
Yes, and we even screen women that have insurance. A lot of insurances now will pay for screenings, but if there's an abnormal, sometimes they don't pay for that. If you come through my program, we cover a diagnostic mammogram or a mammogram that needs further studies or views.
So I would say that you're saying once you hit the age of 40, you should have one done. And then are you good to go until you hit 50? Or are you saying maybe between your 40s and your 50s, a couple, two or three times?
So the recommendation after the age of 40 is every other year. And then at the age of 50, it should be yearly.
Every year for that.
Yes.
And once again, it is getting in and getting the early detection. It makes all the difference in the world as far as this is concerned, right?
A better outcome is achievable if they catch something in the early stages. And treatment can be, it's treatable.
And so this is probably something that if women are going to the doctor regularly, the doctor should be on top of and saying, you know what, let's get that done. And I will say this. I know that my wife has I believe she's had one done, and she's in her 40s, and she's just, it's sometimes it seems like she's like, this is just such a hassle. And I'm like, well, but it's important.
It is important.
It's important. So maybe another good thing is the guys out there, the men, the husbands need to be saying, you know what? Make sure that your wife gets in there for that mammogram.
Right. And if you set a date, make it kind of fun. Like you can do it on your birthday, or you can do it as a girl's day. Go with a friend, have lunch, and then have your mammogram. You can call our health department, 435-637-3671, to see if you qualify for a free mammogram. We also do pelvic exams free of charge if you qualify.
So if you're concerned about paying for it, give them a call down at the health department and they'll get you taken care of. If you qualify, they'll get you the free mammogram that you know you should absolutely be having once you hit 40 years old.
Yes.
All right, Shawnee, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate you coming in and spending your time talking about this because, you know, breast cancer is a big deal. It really is. And you know what? We've got a whole month to talk about it. So get in, and, you know, maybe October's the time you go get your mammogram. Right. So it reminds you of that, too.
And we have a lot of fun incentives down there. Water bottles, cute notebooks. It's not always a fun exam to have, but we try and make it as pleasant as possible. Mammograms now are relatively painless, and it's quick. It is the best test to monitor your breast health.
Okay. So once again, let's give them the phone number if they're having any interest or any questions about this program that you guys have.
It is 435-637-3671.
Shawnee Ariotti with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. Thank you so much for coming in and letting everybody know. And you know what? The programs are there. If you need the help, they can take care of you.
Thanks for letting me come in.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews just like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.